do not commit any unwholesome, engage in perfect wholesome action as a jewel of mind. This is the teaching of the Buddha. Look at the cause of the phenomena, like star. It is the vision of a defect. The vision of the defect eye, the distorted view, like the here Mars butter means the butter in a light limb. So Mar me but limb. So like illusion. Like this, water tube, the water bubble, like dream, like lightning, like cloud. So here, once on the body possessions, this family people, family we were, the surrounding people, so forth, the rest comes to phenomena. Look at them like star. daytime, when the sun rises, you don't see star. So all these phenomena, the mere gathering, the mere mere gathering, the base to be labeled, base to be labeled, this and that. So the mere gathered, the best to be labeled, the merely gathered, merely labeled, merely appeared. So, on that, just as a merely gathered, then merely imputed, merely appeared. So in Tibetan, it says Chokzang, the base label, that is Chokzang, Dakzang, Nangzang. So that's how it is the whole entire phenomena, including the hell, enlightenment, liberation, samsara, everything. That may gathered, basic to level, that's gathered, the merely village, merely village, as a way of business, you see. So this, the children play, these pieces. So you put together, and then depending which line, depending which shape you make it. So you put like this and you put like that. So mere gathered, mere the base of labor is that mere gathered, then mere imputation A, you see, and the mere appearance. Then after the mere imputation, the mere appearance, the appearance A. So you take that in part and pieces, and then you put to you make a circle, take that part, and then you make like these circles, then the make as she is base, and that's to be labelled, the base to be labelled. Sometimes may get it, they may get things, see. May get it. May petition. That's done. May repeated. That passed. May repeated. After that, be appearance. All. So, because, with, why you have, why you have appearance all, it's because, why what is appearance all? That's because the mind, or what is imputed, the level what is put, or what is imputed, you see, it's all. So no, that's what the that what is the you know imputed. So because of that design, circle you see design. So so there's a out of that there's appearance or so I'm saying that. So so all that so then you practically taking the part, and then you put then you make pieces line like this, you know. You change the shape, you see, that thing. Then the merely the you get that the base to be labeled, then merely imputed. Then appearance. That you see. So so all this, so you can do, you know, take the part and make another one, you see. Then say you see different say the invitation and different appearance, you know. According to what your mind labeled. And you have view of that according to what your mind labeled. Let's see. What is imputed, then you have view of that appearance, you see. So the so before your mind imputed or that any of those so forth, any of those there's no there's no appearance. That is there's no appearance. Even though there is design there, you know, circle like this, and line like this. even though these designs are there, but you don't have appearance that this is A and that this is that, that this is zero, all the rest of the phenomena. the hell enlightenment liberation samsara happened from Toho. Or every single phenomena is like that. There's a meal gathered, the waste labeled, due to that, the meal petition. Then after that, then you have to appear, that appearance. So there's the there's all this evolution, this gradual evolution, that the treating doesn't happen at the same time. It's very subtle, so you don't. It's very subtle, so we don't. We're not aware that is graduate. You're not aware, so it's very subtle. in a very short time, you see. So we're not aware of the evolution. So to our hallucinant mind, it appears. According to our hallucinant mind, how it appears to be. See, that is it. The minute when you see that phenomena, I see. For example, going back to the syllables, from the very beginning, you know, seeing all, seeing that, so forth, what the analyst phenomena, method. And even that, not merely level of a mind, the existing on its own side. So total opposite. No awareness, totally. So first seeing the base, then what's the mind, depending on what kind of base you see, then your mind can discriminate, label, make up the label. Then third is the appearance to you. So here, basically, in our daily life, the I that we day and night constantly with the I that appears to you. What is merely labeled I? Whether the I is appearing merely labeled, or whether the I is appearing not merely labeled, but mind, you see. real one, the sense existing from its own side. Whichever way the eye appears, merely labeled or not merely labeled, it's all come from the mind. Come from the mind. You can see. And the aggregates. The difference is that other one, the merely labeled one, it exists. Not a merely labeled one, the I which appear in merely labeled, that which exists. The not appearing, not merely labeled mind, that's real I, and that is non-existent. not mere label, that's the hallucination. So that real I is non-existent, the non-existent one. So the difference is that. But both came from thought, came from mind, you see. So same, the aggregates, the general aggregates, and the body, mind, whatever, whatever. the general aggregates, you see, assistant body mind, the general aggregates, based to be labeled I. So that, what is merely labeled one which exists, and that which is not merely labeled, you know, as the real one. So both the which is non existent, both are, you see, composed mind. The one, what else, see, appears in the world will see. Temple's mind. from there down to the atoms, from the body, down to the atoms, you see, of the body, and down to the particles of the atoms, and the particles of those atoms. Something like that. So, all. That which is merely labeled, and that which appear, that which appeared not merely labeled by mind, or you see, and there is a real, really atom, you see, that particular atom, how about that? So all come from, say, all those of which are non-existent, total non-existent, all that part of which are total non-existent. Real atom, real particles, atoms, say, real in the sense existing from the side. So those appearance of hallucination was Kempfer's mind. so completely, and they included consciousness, the when going back, this consciousness from life to life, consciousness from beginning of this report, after enlightenment, your conscious, from beginning of this report, after enlightenment, after omniscient mind. those life, all the different life consciousness, then this life consciousness. then I say, how many you see this life has, all those power consciousness, and then the 12 months, and all those kinds, those month, 1 year, that one. Then many weeks. consciousness. That many days of consciousness, that many hours of consciousness, that many minutes of consciousness, that many seconds of consciousness, then there is a split second of consciousness. So I got so that all these mere level of the mind that one. The body and mind, the phenomena, that which is formless, which is formless, so colorless, shapeless, but with nature, by which nature perceive object. which has natural clarity. So, so that's a base to be labeled mind. So, So, mid-leveled, but mind, you see. Mid-leveled, but thought, so they. So, temple, that was okay, the temple of mind. And there which appeared, a real mind, in a sense, existing, not merely of a mind, hallucination, and that which, that real mind, not merely labeled, but not merely labeled, and so that, or chemical of a mind, you see, that projected, but projected, any shape, any color, that we see. So exactly the, the example before the jigsaw puzzle, the puzzling jigsaw. This was puzzle of us, anyway. So how that, that as an example, that somebody tells your mind of the, oh, so all these, chances. this is all empty thing. Yeah. Mm. What didn't have that? Don't see the same.
I didn't see them as the same.
Do you remember when you were told? How did you see? when you're not taught, you know, those labels.
There were no labels. Appearance of that is a red color, that is a red light, this is a green light. It's not that the child doesn't have that appearance that this is a green light, red light, you see. For them, simply a child comes to the temple and you know, look at the statues, painters and Buddhas. So child who is not taught the names of Buddhas. Names of Buddhas, you see. And well, this is similar. doesn't appearance. You know, doesn't appearance. You see, that this is a Lamaish statue. doesn't see that this is a Lamaish statue. You know. What doesn't say Buddha's mind hasn't labelled, see, that this Lamaish statue hasn't labelled yet. And so there's an appearance that this Lamaish statue and doesn't see that this is Lamaish statue. Object, see. Something but that doesn't see particular Lama Ishe. So you see when the child is introduced, say, the names of colors, that is green light, that is red light, you see. so forth to Nue. Then the child then the child, you see, learn the label. Learn the label from somebody.
This means red. This means green. This means this. You see. So. Child does not see that this is green light. Child doesn't see that this is red light. Doesn't the appearance this is red light, and that this doesn't appearance this is a green light. see it. So only after the child giving a thought, the label, the and then the child might impute, you see, impute the, what the child, he or she, was taught. So then put a label on that object, you see, the color. And believe in that. So I think they have to believe it. That's what I think. Then, I don't think if you don't believe, in that, what you might live, I don't think there's appearance. After that, you know, appearing red light, green light. I don't think if you don't believe, you know the level that. That your mind put, but you didn't believe there. You think. but if you can see some examples, you can explain. I don't think to appear in that way. I think that not only your mind put label, but you didn't believe in that. So then. Only after this, then there's appearance of, say, red light and green light. That this is green light, that this is red light. You see? Then, only after this, then the child see that this is a red light. Then the child see that this is red light and that this is green light. After the appearance that this is green light, this is red light, then the child see that this is green light, red light, after the appearance. So that means you see what the child see first. Before the child was educated, before the child put the label, what the child see is the base. That's the base. That's the base. To be labeled green, to be labeled, you know, red, and so forth, you see. So what we solve ourselves when the child, what we solve first, you see. Before we are educated the labels, that's the base. Then after somebody, you know, introduce you the labels, then your mind follow that and believe that. You put the labels, you might make up the labels and put it out. only after that, as a result, then there's appearance, isn't that? Then you see. So, so here now,
Sen, exactly sen. You see, the child, they say, first you see something, you see something there, and then you are taught the label. You know, this and that. The light is an example of all the rest of phenomena. Same when we learn Dharma, when we learn philosophical teachings, when we learn about sufferings, when we learn about the path, when we learn about the qualities of Buddhas, same. That's the same as a child, somebody giving an introduction, you know, somebody teaching the education there, all the labels. So same in the school, college, university, the whole thing is learning the we can say the whole thing is the learning. Whether you can say whole thing is learning labels, studying labels. So sometimes we learn Dharma. That which we don't know is path. So here now, for the child is the first sea base label, okay? Then it appears. then you see. So now exactly the same. for us to see. So with child is here. So was he. So without the base, you see. So there's nothing to put the to see to put the there's nothing to put the label. It doesn't exist. If you put the label, it doesn't exist. Before the base, if you put the label, if you create the label, it doesn't exist. Whether it's red light or green light or whatever, any phenomenon doesn't exist. So even there, the base is there, but your mind hasn't met of the label, labels not given. Base is there, but that label is not given yet. And then that is it green or red, whatever, so forth. All the rest of names, all of that. Do not exist. So similar what I normally mention, this, when the parents get a child, the association of body mind aggregates there. But when the parents hasn't decided. The name, the mind hasn't. Let's see. hasn't decided the name. When the name is not imputed. For example, say Jim or something. See, so there's aggregates there, but the gym doesn't exist that time. even the disciple name, Brother Charles, Brother Charles is not even conceived yet. They already decided the name, what to give, if they get child. So, in case if they get child. So, story of the Tao Tapa, you know the one? Tao Tapa. So I think it's about a Tibetan person. So he the evening, say. So that, so anyway, so that time the child say that gym, it doesn't exist. Even the label is put, but there's no base, I guess you say. gym doesn't exist that time. So both sides is see the other way, the gym doesn't exist. There's the base and there's no there's no label. The mind has not labeled gym. Gym doesn't exist. And then mind has labeled gym, but there's no base. So most of that time gym doesn't exist. That's that. So gym came in existence only. So there's the base and mind. The minute, the second of the mind, see, we get rid of gym. Then gym came in existence. So that so here you can see gym exist but it's empty. So here you can see with this simple meditation analysis you can see nature of the gym is what it is merely a bit of a mind. Merely imputed one. So it is total. So that's completely empty. Of existing functions, see. So the percentage is right view, the middle of the view is here. So when you see the appearance dependent arising and emptiness is unified. So on, see, unified. One phenomena, see, the emptiness and the appearance dependent arising. So here, gym, the appearance, the dependent arising, the gym, and emptiness. You have to say the gym existing limited one and it's empty. So when you realize that, that is which is the tables of teachings of the tables apart, so that time then the right view is completed. So here what I was going to say is this. So exactly the same. Exactly the same for us who knows red light, green light, all these, you see, the labels, who has already learned. So exactly the same, like that, but we don't, we're not aware. And the graduate is absent, the other child is there. So, first you see the base, then put the label, you see, then appeared, then see. As I said, child, so same when you say, while driving car. So, oh, the red light. So before your mind labeled red light. Oh. Labeled red light. Oh, the red light. Should not drive. Should stop. So you are seeing red light come from your mind. Yeah, the red light that you see is come from your mind. That is very important. That's very important, very important understanding, very important education. This can come from the mind. That. So. What makes your mind to choose the particular label red light? What causes your mind to choose a particular label red light? What causes? So, if you're putting red light, if you're labeling red light on the red light, you see, if you're labeling red light on the red light, then then you have to label red light on that red light. Then you see on that red light then you have to label a red light, you know. So it's endless. So in the Madhumaya subject, you see, if the aggregate is the I, if the aggregate is self, based to be labeled I, if that self is the I, then you label I on the I. If that gives itself the I, then one is an I, self, then you see, then what's the point to label I on the I, then it's endless. That's the debate, what mistake will rise. If I guess is the I. Then that makes sense. It's all the I, then why would label I on the I? You see, then because endless, then you have to label I, then you have, so that's what I said there. Yeah. So the same thing. normally one label on something which is not base, which is not that, you know, which is not the base which is not that label that you are supposed to see. That's why the parents giving. That's why parents are taking time, what best name to give, because
even the child's conceived, even the child's conceived here, the Akka is there. If there's already jinn from the time of conception, it's already jinn. From the time of birth in the womb to conception, then it's already jinn. Anyway, why do you need to say? Then why child or parent? Why tell somebody to go to the city? Say, looking for best name of the, you know. Then there's no purpose to say, yeah. Alright, you know, going through the books, going through the list of names, you know, books and what time to keep, you see. So anyway. So there's no meaning. All the jinn, so there's no sense, you know. Then you don't need to say jinn of the jinn. See, similar. If the aggregates, you know, the association of the body and mind is the aggregates, the collection of the five. If that is American president, you see, you know, that aggregates, you see, you know, sub president, then you see, then you see. Then you see when that aggregates position of the mind, when that happened in mother's womb, even that time, then the American president. The aggregates is the base to be labeled president, you see. For example, the Bush, you see, the aggregates, you see. If that's the American president, the aggregates name, you see. You know what the aggregates is. In the mother's womb, when it happened, position of the bottom mind. Then that time was your already, see. American president, see. American president. American president is in the womb, the mother's womb. So say for 9 months, goodbye. So anyway, the people have to wait. The White House has to wait. Anyway, so say. So, similar to the American president, not exist, manipulated by mind,
it exists, you know, not exist me, but Bhagavan existing. Existing from society, not merely, not merely but the mind. This. So it appears to us, to our hallucinant mind, it appears like that. As the American president said, not merely labeled by mind, exists upon society, it appears for us, from the people that believe, that, you know, believe it's true, see, believe it's true. So according to that, if that's true in reality, then same, see, because it exists from its outside. So then that means when the, you know, when the say, conscious, when the bush conscience took place on the fertilized egg of the agates, when the agates happened there, you see. So when the agates extract mother's womb, then see, notice, you see, be a press, American president, you see. Same, it is the same. Whether aggregate is present or the present exists from society, then the same not made up about that, same would be that from birth it will be present, you see, like that. So that doesn't need election. It doesn't need to vote, doesn't need election, you see, it doesn't need to spend all these so many millions of dollars, you know, to look for a sponsor, you see, okay. Some millions of dollars, you know, people to vote, you see. If the view is correct, you know, what we believe, what appears to us in the world, believe, if that's correct one, then, you see, they need all the vote and spend millions of dollars to get elected, you see. So it's already from by the time, you see, president, you see, that. So it's all this mystery lasts. So anyway, going back. So they say, what makes us, what causes us to choose this particular label, red? No, red. Sorry, they say red. Red color. So what causes? So that's a very important question. Very important question. What causes to label red and green? Now this is red color. What causes? That's very important. So what causes? What caused us to label our red? They say, well, this is red, now I can go. You know? Maybe sometimes. So, red, stop. Okay. So what caused our mind to label? What is it that? What caused us to choose this particular label, red, green?
Group agreement.
Huh?
A group agreement. We agree as a group that we'll call it red. What about the object? One group
agree that level, or another group that does not agree that level. What about that?
They have a different name.
Yeah. So what? So it is. So then one group, at least one group don't agree. And then the level, see, they use a different level. So about that.
We have a different label for the same base.
So, so what you would decide? So one group to not label the one, somebody else, other group label the one. So what you would do? You make your own?
Some people do. Sometimes it's the person who writes the book that wins, you know.
So you believe which one? You believe none, or do you believe you follow one of the groups?
For the same base.
No, I'm talking about, I'm not talking about the base. Okay. That's not a question of the question of the base. The
I agree with the one that I was raised with. That's the one that I had in my culture and the one I was taught. Unless someone teaches me something better, maybe I'll change my mind.
Somebody teaches better. You make better color.
Well, at first I was a child and it said green light go, red light stop, you know, it's a little book and that's what I learned. But then, you know, later on the scientist said it's a vibration that your eye perceives as a specific frequency and that's red. And so that became red light. You know, it had a more of a meaning, more of a label.
Frequency. Or what? Frequency of what?
Vibration.
So with all the colors, frequency of vibration. So what makes you decide the color? What makes you decide? So that doesn't become the reason to label why red and green. Some green, some red.
Convention. It was in the book. Go stop. Go stop. Go stop.
Why do you? Aren't you saying why do you name anything?
Before before, see. Before you, yes, light means that, but then, here the discussion is, you see, your, as I give example, the child, so that from there, that means rational light has to come from, is, see, you have the label, you see. What you see, you have to label. So, therefore, I'm saying, I'm using the child as an example. See how things come from mind. See, then your child mind label this and that. Then, you see, there's appearance to that child mind this and that. Then the child can see that this and that. See, so that, so it's a same class. It's a same class every day of life. I mean, all the rest of human life. See, in our knowledge, those are phenomena, such as same like that. So anyway, so the whole question is what makes us start to label this is red light, this is green light. So, what makes us to our mind to choose this particular label?
Previous thought and action.
Previous result, something separated it in our experience.
It's what we're taught.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what's taught is because we're taught to separate at some stage. We're taught to separate that one thing is red and the other thing is green, and before that, nothing separated it for us. Just previous experience.
We learn that label from our parents, from our society. It's what we're taught, it's what we learn.
But still, that's not the answer. The answer is what makes your mind choose this particular level? Level you have learned. What causes?
What
is the reason?
What about
but some others taught. Some others taught. Some of the taught, that's part of the thing, but not the next one. Other inducers, part of it, but not the main one.
A child learns that when he labels a red light red, he's able to talk to people, and people can understand him and he can communicate.
Sorry, can you repeat that?
When I was a child, and I learned that if I say red, then another person knows I mean something. When I use the label red, another person will know that I'm talking about something that is actually red. So, by using a label, I'm able to communicate with people. I can't communicate with people using a basis.
Well, if they're colorblind, though, and more. Until something forces you to separate between the two. It wouldn't occur to you to separate between green and red until some experience will point out that you can separate between the two. And then you start thinking of labels, and then you start applying labels in this moment on the basis of that past experience that separated the two colors for you.
I think that would be because you communicate with somebody.
No, it doesn't occur to you to communicate. You first need to know that they're different things. And something will point that out to you. Right?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
first, like if you see a crowd of different people, it won't occur to you to separate between their faces until, you know, some experience will tell you these are separate, different people. And then you will start thinking, oh, this is John and this is okay, you know, like, so on the basis of a past experience of separation, you will start labeling in this moment on the basis of a previous experience of separation.
So you could ask, why do you not distinguish between blue-green and yellow-green, but you distinguish between green and red?
Yeah, exactly. Whereas Eskimos...
don't, oh, she needs to do the water.
I think we're attached.
Attachment is related to.
No, we're attachment. We're attachment to what happens when we say red.
No, not necessarily. Really, attachment to the enemy. Because you see, this is my enemy, yeah.
No, we have an attachment to label things though that we don't know. So that's how we started to label such a thing.
Due to attachment of wanting to avoid the enemy, we say that's my enemy.
That's right. That's right. So you're talking about you cannot discuss without people just talking about the base without talking about the label, right? Yeah. If you're talking about the base, then that's not clear for other people, right? You remember you mentioned? what's your name? You mentioned we have to talk the label, because if you're talking about the base, so people cannot can't communicate with other people. Remember? So the base has also a name. The base. When you think of base, that's also a label. You know, that's also a name. When you think of the base, it is a name that is given by your mind, you see. So however, what I'm telling this. So get the idea of the child, you know, as well as ourselves, you see. The stages, is it? So how the is it evolution to the text, is it? So that's what they so before you come to the label, what you see things, but that's what is it, the base. Then after you are introduced to the label, then your mind introduced, and then you then there's appearance of that label, then you see that, you see that's the whole this is it. So that I'm using it as just to easy to understand, just an example. So now, that is at least in our daily life, every moment, whenever we think, so whenever we see form, sound, smell, taste, tangible objects, substances, that's the evolution all the time. Every time like that, that it has all. Every time there's all this evolution, this evolution, you know, must all happen one time. That's all time. So now here, so normally say, I give also example the another way to analyze is gym, but gym, you see. How the gym can exist in existence, you see. So that also helps. So here now, so anything that dispels that function, dispels darkness. So that's, you see, dispels darkness, bring clarity and make things more clear and dispels darkness. So that is the base. That's the base. And then what you might is the label. What you might label is light. This is general. Which function dispels darkness?
the darkness, the darkness, light, all comes opposite, you see. So which function dispels that. So on that, then, I see what is but lame, or the just light, or the, see, then, which has that function, you call light. Then your mind label light. The nature, the function of it does, the phenomena, you see. Then label, the basin, the label is light. So now, here, So among the people, among the group, you see, let's put this way: a child, you know, left from parents. A long time ago, so many years ago, you know, so many years ago, and then suddenly in the street, somewhere in the group of people, you see the child, see the father, but because didn't meet for so many years the father, then you see, so the change in the body, you know, all that thing, you see. So, however, so can't recognize this happens, parents or friends, you know, that he met somewhere and lived together or whatever, do something, you see. Then long time after the meet, they suddenly met somewhere, and then past count, looks like you have met this, looks like you, it's somebody you met somewhere, but you can't put a label. You can't put a label, you can't tell who is, but somebody who's familiar. This is for me to happen sometimes, so they, so then either that person introduced to you who he or she is, you see, or you gradually find out from the feature of the face, or from the voice, the behavior, you see, you gradually come to know, brings memory. Oh, then you say, oh, not this, you know, this friend, oh yes, so many years ago we did this, we did that, we, you know. So anyway, so now similar here, so then you see here now, then you put the label, oh, this is this. So you see, before you see the base, but you don't remember the label, you forgot to see. Now suddenly, by analyzing the feature of the face, the way of speaking, the voice, the person introduce you him or herself, the story, you see, something each with you. So anyway, and then suddenly you remember the label, you say, who, this and that, the person's name, how is the enemy or this friend, you see, then the label comes. You also remember, oh, then suddenly you remember, and then as you remember, then you put the label, your mind immediately put the label, okay, so that. So here, so the you see, you see the base, you don't, so when you see here, you don't see the label first, You see here the base, then you see the label. After my computer, then you see the label. See? All of that. And so there's gradual disease. Right? So now here, then that person, by judging the shape of the body and the voice, whatever, then the child is see. Oh, they remember, oh, this is my father, see. the base, but was seen before the base. Now the child has put the label, put memory, and put the label. Then see as a father, so the appearance of father. Then see, this is the father, you see. So seeing the father, so it doesn't, when we don't examine, it looks like from very beginning you see the father, none of that. You see, in that very short time, there's all this evolution that takes place. You know, you see, you're seeing this is the father comes about. You know, from that. So here's them. So now. So like this. So somebody who can recognize the father immediately, you see now. Now here, even in this case then, so even this case then, so even you can recognize immediately the father. In this sense, you don't see the label first, father. Before you see the base, the body, that's important. The body, I mean, body which is called mind. If there's no mind, then you're not seeing the body, but now you're not seeing the father. You see, so here, or when you see the father, when you see father. You don't see the label of father first, before the base, the aggregates, association for the mind. Why? Because that should be easy to understand after this example. because there's a base. Before the base, you don't see the label of father, see. You don't see the father, the label of the father, you don't see that first. Why? Because for your mind to label. So you can see all those examples, you see the person has the label of the friend, this is such a person, or this is my father, you see, from the child side, you see. So you understand the whole example is the experience story is that the person, him or herself, has to label, you see, to be able to see that. So that's clear. So now here, so you don't see the label first because to see the label, you have to put the label first. Your mind has to put the label. You know, for your mind to put the label, you see, you have to see the base first. You have to see that particular body associated with the mind, you see, as we do the function of father, you see, to you. So, you get his body. So, body is a bit of the function, you see. So, you have to see that aggregate, that first, which is that function. You have to see that first. So, without seeing that first, how you going to put the layer? How you going to put the label? This is my father. There's no way. And unless you put it wrong, unless you put a label on somebody, you know, put mistake. That would be mistaken, you know. So that would be mistaken. It's not an application, but mistaken, as we see like that. So to see the label father, your mind has the label. For that, you have to see the base, which causes that which causes you to choose the particular label, Father, see, that particular base, which did that, which had that, which did that act, which did that function, okay? So now here, also the child, also the child, you see, the person doesn't see the label father before and see that later. That's not the reality. So also seeing the father's, you know, seeing the aggregates, based to be labeled targets, and the based father, rather the based to be labeled father, the aggregates and the labeled father. Also, the child of the person. So when we see, also we don't see together. Doesn't see together. You know, the minute when you see the base, the same time father, the label father, doesn't happen. The reason is same. The logical reason is same. Because the label father that is imputed to be imputed by your mind, there has to have a reason, particular reason, to choose that particular label of father. You see, the mind which chooses that particular label of father, that mind has to see a particular form, particular the aggregates which do that function, you know, father, you see. You know, get his body, you see, though. So that who meant the the egg and the sperm, you see, the origination of your body, see, the sperm comes, so that's our father. So in order to give this particular label father, so you have to that mind preliminary or reason have to see something before that particular aggregate, you see, which has that story, particular function led to you. So therefore you don't see the base and the label father and base, I guess, you don't see together. When we see father among people, see, you don't see together. So the evolution is, as I gave several examples before, first you see the base, that particular base, as I guess, which had that story led to you. Then you see, then your mind, by seeing that, then causes that mind to give up this particular, to choose this particular label, father. This is father. In the mind, father. In the concept, father. See, the mind which see that particular gets has that story of function, see, that comes to you. Then, see, make up the label. In the mind, see, the concept is father. Okay. Then, so this is the main point I was trying to explain. The end point, you see. Then this appearance, you see. By believing in your label, then this appearance, you know, this is the father, you know. And then you see that this is the father, this is the third time, you know. So, this is the evolution, but this is happening, you know, within such a very short time, so unable to aware all this evolution. So like this.
So similar. So here, so now the light, then now the so similar. So you see now. When we do not realize this, when we do not see this way, see, do not realize this, it is this evolution. you see, when you don't examine, then you see to our hallucinated mind, you see, it looks like. It looks like, you see, you see the father, you see the father, you see, when you see the father, you don't see the, even though that evolution is reality, but you don't see that way. To our hallucinated mind, the father, you know, one do not see this way. You know, see the kids first, then you see the label father. You know, that's the second. Say not aware and say to our hallucinated mind, father, you see, from say even the father that was appears to you, father, not merely labeled by the mind. You don't see father as a label. You don't see father the father is a label into the mind, you don't see that. You don't see, even though it's merely into my mind, you don't see it's merely into my mind. You see total opposite. You see totally opposite to the reality. Reality may live come, but when it appears, when the father appears to you, not merely left in my mind, existing from the society. Real one. In the ordinary language is a real one. in a sense, you see, existing from outside. So here, you see, when you don't examine, when you do not realize, you see, called the evolutions. So, to our hallucinated mind, see, the base aggregates of the father and the level of father, you don't see. You don't see, the hallucinated mind is indifferent, it's indifferentiable. You cannot differentiate. Undifferentiable. Undifferentiable. The two phenomena, the father's aggregates and the label of father, two different phenomena, you see, undifferentiable to our hallucinated mind. Can't differentiate or on the objects, there's a father existing from the outside, you see. There's a father from the outside, existing from the outside or appearing from the outside. so that appearing not made level of mind, so that's the objective repeated, that's total hallucination. That is total hallucination. That appearance is total hallucination. The father, real father, in the sense of existing upon the side, that's a total non-existence. Yeah. And that's the emptiness of the father. That's the ultimate nature of the father. Reality.
child is Papa, ultimately it's Papa. So that. So in the reality, the label of Papa and the aggregates of the Father, you see, based to be labeled the Father. So these two, these two exist differently. These two do not exist separately, but don't exist. They two do not exist separately, but they do exist differently. Like the aggregates and I. This Atrisham Buddha mind is a fire question of fire aggregates, and I, the self, the two different phenomena. One is aggregates, one is the self, I. they're two different phenomena, exist, do not exist separately. related, I say, that with I exist depending to the relating to the aggregates, you see. So that's why whatever the activities the body speech mind does, then it's labeled and believed. I'm thinking, I'm talking, I'm sitting, I'm eating, I'm sleeping, you know. Depending on what the body does, depending on what the mind does, you know, the speech does, so that. because there this aggregates, this valid aggregates, collection of the five, you see. because this exists, so the label I exists. No choice. Label I, with I, the base I guess exists, so the label I exists. So, but it exists in my name. What it is is nothing. There's nothing except what's in me included. So, and that is the meaning, which is one, but it's functioning. And the functions are merely imputed. When the mind is happy, then regular I am happy, so in my name. So merely imputed. When the mind is unhappy, then labeled I, and then labeled unhappy. So it depends. Now the body is doing, because the body is doing actual sitting. So the labeled I and the labeled action sitting. I'm sitting. So later when the body is standing, and then the label I and then label the action standing. So existing my name, but functioning my name, experiencing my name. So that's the nature. So this is talking about reality, how they exist, how the self, how the I exist, and how it's functioning. See? Yeah. So in the reality like that. So now here. So this with this light. So you don't label green red light, you see. Without seeing the base, without seeing the base, you don't label, because there's no reason to label. The labeling red and green light also doesn't happen at the same time you only see the base. It doesn't happen the same. So it's the reason the same. Doesn't happen at the same time. So it only happens, your mind labeling
red light, the green light, those things. It happens after you see the base, after you see something there, after you see the base, something there with the base, that which causes your mind, that which causes your mind to choose this particular label, green and taxi, red and those, see. So then one after the label, then one see appear that the green, that is red, then you see that this is red and this is green. And so exactly what I explained to other phenomena, other examples, exactly the same here. Now, that's the evolution. That's the evolution. Reality is like this. But we're not aware. So now here, to our hallucinant mind, red light, you see, yellow light, green light, all this. from where beginning, you see, appearing to you, you see, not after seeing the base, but from where beginning, you see, appearing you red, green light, you see. And not merely labeled by mind. Not merely, never came from your mind. Never, not me, not, not there. Not labeled by your mind. That's gross, very gross one. Then there's more subtle, not merely labeled by mind. So that, not merely labeled by mind. So this is how you, this is how you appear, this is how you see. So that, that's, so that is the not me, not when it comes to not me appearing to not me level of mind. So that is the object repeated the four schools of Buddhist philosophy, the Madhyamic school, fourth one, Madhyamic school, the four Pasanga schools. The Svatana school, Prasangika, the second one, Prasangika school, view the extremely subtle object of prescription. So, appearing, not being left blind. And apprehended. Appear that and apprehended that way, believed that way. So this is total hallucination. false view, the total false view, the hallucination. So I'm using this to introduce gacha, objective creativity. So the point is that I'm using this, the road, the car, the road lights, you see, to recognize what we have realized empty. So that in the reality, the reality is all this evolution, but to our hallucination mind. doesn't appear, doesn't see the way. So truly existent. This is not merely of mind. So they yeah, green light exists, but red light exists, but that. Same thing here. Even with luminous light, same here. So this is what this is what I was saying before. Existing comments outside, not made left of the mind. So, including all this hallucination, so there's all come from the mind. So, like we how we see the traffic is light, you know, the traveler to the, say, so like that. So that this, all this kamcha, object of repetition. So the whole, so like that we, you see the eye that way, action, object. What is the object? What is the object is? So while we're sitting on the, chair or the floor or throne, you see, there's something ground, see that is something existing from the side, see. Heart, not heart from the also mind, not impeded by mind, but the heart from its own side. when we walk in the road, when we are walking on the road, and road do not see the anyway, walking on the road, not merely labeled road, road existing comes inside, you see. So which is the hallucination. However, road from its own side, not road from your mind, meaning but road or from say existing from inside. So which is again kamcha, object will be repeated. So so I as an object. So when we think about hell, same as this travel, some of these lights, same hell, real hell, is a real hell, not impeded by, not made impeded by mind, but a real hell exists. Same, also enlightenment, liberation from samsara, enlightenment, see, not made labor of mind, real enlightenment is existing from inside, you see. I guess just as I guess this light, how we think of these lights, same.
Then when we think of samsara, so to see, doesn't appear and doesn't see me labeled samsara, real samsara in the sense existing outside. So sending of the liberation. So that all these phenomena in reality all this say meeting between one. All this meeting between one. So as I mentioned before, from the I, from the self, the I, down to the atoms of the body, particularly atoms of the body and particular atoms of those. Or split seconds of consciousness, split seconds of consciousness, so that it's all merely built from the I and the self down to the particular atoms, and then particular those atoms, so the countless minutes of consciousness, seconds of consciousness, split seconds of consciousness, that. So everything is a mere petition of the self. Everything, all the rest, merely repeated. All exist, starting from the eye, everything down to particular atoms of those particular minutes of consciousness, seconds of consciousness, basically, all exist, but they're all merely repeated. Everything merely repeated. So we use it to feel second meditation of this. So everything's started with the heart, all the rest down. General aggregates, then each of the collection of five, each of the aggregates, then down the different parts of the body, then the limbs and different parts of the body. Then goes down the atoms, particular atoms, then those particular atoms. Then our mind, mental factors, consciousness, mind, which all goes body, mind. So then even that, those minutes of mind, the seconds of mind, then split seconds of mind, all this, everything. What else was merely labeled by mind? What is merely imputed by the mind, by the thought? From the eye down to the or down to all this imputed, merely imputed by the thought. So all this empty. From the eye down to all these phenomena, particles, the atoms, split second count, is all this totally empty. So. Same with the house, just like that, same house, general house, and then it's a collection, so the collection of the ceiling and the wall, or all the parts. Then, so each one is made into my mind, then every part of the house is made into my mind, so that goes down to the atoms, the particular atoms, pretty close to the atoms. So everything. What they are, what is immediately by mind, so it's empty, empty of existing from the inside. So all the rest of phenomena, like that, so all the rest of phenomena is what what's the meaning behind, you see. All the rest of the phenomena, that's what they ask, what's the meaning behind. And so therefore, then this needs to imprint left on the middle of the tinium, see. Then left on the middle of the body, part of ignorance, concept truths, right after the imputation, then the hallucination, the truly existent appearance, is decorated, is projected on the mere imputation, the eye that was made imputed. Right after the mere imputation of the eye, the eye made imputed, you see, then right after this, so, the mind seeing like this, the mind seeing like this, the mere imputed eye. Then the imprint left in the middle of the body, past ignorance, project truths in appearance. So that action onto all the rest of phenomena, there's a meaning imputed by mind, then this negative imprint will project left by past ignorance, decorate this truly existent appearance. On everything, so made everything real to your mind. So blocked your mind to see the empty, the reality, emptiness, meaning with the mind. So it blocked. So made everything real to you as the hallucination. So therefore, so holding on to, so we let our mind to hold on to this, that the truth, the hallucination is the reality, truth. Then it becomes a basis, interest, anger, attachment, ignorance, all this negative emotional mind, including karma. And then create karma. So karma leaves imprint on the mental cognition. From there future life rebirth comes. Future life samsara, future life rebirth, you see. So that we experience the six realms of one after another. until we realize emptiness and develop that wisdom and directly perceive emptiness, which directly ceases the disturbed obscuration, the seed of delusions. Then we are totally liberated from all the suffering, of samsara, the six realms of suffering, delusion by ceasing, coming to the seed of delusion. So all at that time, we are liberated forever from all the suffering, from all the problems. And then by developing this wisdom with the bodhicitta, with the path method, then say able to cease the subtle defilement and achieve enlightenment. Then able to do perfect work to us, and that means liberate the numberless endeavors from the oceans or samsara. Numberless endeavors in each realm. Hell, hungers, animals, human beings, so liberating from all the oceans, from suffering, and from enlightenment, so, which is the ultimate goal of our life. So, by meditating, by practicing mindfulness, this way, how everything can come to mind and the hallucination, the object of rigidity, that we all are living totally in this. being aware in this, the nature empty, with the mindfulness and this hallucination, the hallucination is hallucination. So, with this mindfulness, then we don't hold on to it, it's true. So then it doesn't become basis, the objects, you know, doesn't become, they say, like enemy, the friend, so forth, object of the senses. Because you don't hold on to the truth, see. because you meditate the opposite. By holding on to the truth is the cause of suffering. Now here, opposite cause drives all those negative emotions, those negative emotions cause suffering. So problems of this living this life. So looking at the hallucination, you see, looking at the empty is the empty. So then you are fully protected, so you don't say, allow to your mind hold on to this, to the truth, which you don't allow to create ignorance. So then, if you don't allow that to, if you don't allow to believe that holding it true, so then there's no basis for rise, attachment, anger. All these negative ones, jealous mind, all these negative, there's no basis for trying to rise all these superstitious thoughts, all these delusions. There's no basis for that. There's no basis for all this. There's no basis for the next hallucination of the wrong view of attachment, the hallucination of attachment mind, the hallucination of anger, then anger as attachment, all this, then they have their own projection, you see, hallucination. So it's delusion, it's its own wrong view, projection. So normally our life, normally we suffer, we're tortured, we're constantly tortured. So with all these delusions, with all this, double, triple hallucination. So like a piles of cakes. Cakes. So that's how we have been suffering. So this is how our life is. So now, look at the cause of phenomenon's lifestyle. So in the view of the wisdom, directly perceive emptiness in the ecopause meditation. You see, in the view of that wisdom, all this view what we have, all this power of hallucination, particularly, everything appearing true, in a true existence, real one, in the sense existing from the outside. So, this is what we live our life, all the time, from beginning this is a good. So the wisdom directly presents this, the ecopause meditation. In that view, all this, you know, total nonsense. Total nonsense. You see, that wisdom doctrine, think about meditation, see what you do, what appears to us, what you believe, and the wisdom, see everything, all this, total nonsense. That part of wisdom, you see, wisdom directly presents in the cosmos. So it's like you don't see the stars daytime, you know? So what we should maintain is the view of, so you know your view, yeah, of there, the all the hallucinations, see, that found the hallucination, and also on the basis of all the other hallucinations, projection of its delusions, build up. So now that, so you meditate, the view of the wisdom directly present is, in the cosmic vision, how to see all this total long, all this totally empty. So, yeah, so look at the cause of phenomena as like star. So mentally, that's the meditation, see, yeah. But it's extremely profound, the first thing. So here, it's mainly related to the cause of phenomena, see. Impermanent phenomena, cause of phenomena, yeah. Then there's one, then after that, see, then look at the distorted, you know, the view. I'm not sure that that's the correct translation, but the example is like, you have vision, see, the hair falling down, hair falling down, food, you see, something, things like that. That's an example. Vision to text, meaning for rubber. So, but of course, the example doesn't help on the after next. So this is the example of hallucination, see. With causal phenomena, is rubber. So, you see, what appears to you is not what it appears to us, is the way it appears to us, and that is believed, and that appears to us. You know, it's not true. That's not true. You know, that's not like that in the current reality. Reality is emptiness. It's empty. So, so could you look at the phenomenon like rapture, like distorted view, meaning that. You know, empty. It reminds of the hallucination. The light have that, but there are many cause conditions. There are many cause conditions that exist, you see. Many cause conditions that exist. So you can think this so in subtle ways. You know, I mean, the thing is so that it's it is empty of, existing, see. It is empty of indignantness, because it depends on the cause conditions. Look at the cause of phenomena, existing by depending on the cause conditions of that. Dependent arising. So dependent arising grows one, and then also maybe dependent arising starts subtle one. So use the light, you know, that is the mana is about the dependent cause conditions. First of all, it's like a mana mana, guma. Think of it like the illusion. Guma. Because if I look at the illusion, so then, so this is good meditation. This is good meditation in direct time. We can use this sitting meditation, but also very good in direct time meditation. office, in the other office, in the family, traveling, or having a scenery, such thing. Look at things, here is the cause of phenomena, say vision. So, so that is, so the negative imprint left in the mind, but past ignorance is like the ignorance is like magician person, okay? The negative imprint left on the mental is like the magician person uses, you see, the substances for illusion, you see. Mantras and substances uses for illusion, to create illusion, you see. So the substance, the negative imprint of the mind, okay? And then you are the audience. So all this true. So all this true existence is I action object. Everything, whatever you do, when you eat food, I action object food. Or when you drive a car, I action the car. So whatever it is, I action object. Whatever you're doing, hallucinate your mind, that which is merely in my mind, but hallucinate to you, everything appears to you in truly existent, okay, existing from inside. And excellent, all the rest of the phenomena. So, illusion, and as a magician person, by using substance mantras and illusion the audience and see create things, you know, which is not true, it's not there, see. The jewel palace or however they build, man, woman, however they also things, you know, all kinds of things. create from CDs or whatever. Also things in magician person, okay, so use that time. So the audience is total hallucination. So you are still the audience. So this is one meditation technique of how to use emptiness in the daily life, the busy life. In busy life, as while you're in the office, or while you're talking with people, we have a meeting, or work in the family, whatever. Doing shopping, or such thing. So you keep this constantly, this meditation. You see, awareness, mindfulness, that basically is the hallucination, So not allowing yourself to hold on to this truth. So that all these negative thoughts, you don't create ignorance, you know, the foundation of the delusion, so but that other delusions do not arise. So that helps also to no depression. Depression, loneliness, all this, goodbye. So all those things that normally concern so much is, they also doesn't. They are healed. By the way, those all those small things, you know, like problems, gone. By the way, so anyway. So look at phenomena like here. this one mental technique, every day, sleep, to practice mindfulness in the life, or in the working life. You can do also on this like this in the swing session, you know. Even 1 hour like that, you can just do this meditation, you can receive a special break time. you're busy, but your mind keeping this message. meditation. You see, you know, your mind, you're talking, you're busy doing it. Your mind, you see, you see, this meditation. So then becomes a very, how to say, so during this time, things don't affect you, things don't bother you, people criticize or people whatever, people praise, people criticize, whatever things happen, situation changing, people like you, doesn't like you, whatever, labels that do not affect you, you know, don't make you angry or attached or this, see, you know, so that there's calmness and tranquility, just the equanimity, patience, everything there. Oh, when you keep in mind in this meditation, see. It's a totally different world. You're living in a totally different world. All others living in the, you see, the living that is living in the world of ignorance, in the world of creation of ignorance, the true existence, see. But here, in other words, you are kind of living the life of liberation. You are living a life in the liberation, see, opposite that, say, freedom. So, so from here, of course, from here, you know, by living in this meditation, living like this, of course, then you eventually able to cease, say, all direct perception emptiness and cease dependence and see liberation. Then, then with my part with it should be enlightenment, so I think so with the customer of like illusion, then with the customer I said the master, then with the customer is like what to do. So what to do can be dropped any time, you know? Can be any time from the plant. Can any time, see. So because of the phenomena, you know, even your life, you know, the death can happen any time. You know, this can be stopped any time, any moment. So the, you know, the possession or some people or a friend, you know, where all this can change any time. You know, say, that impact is this basically impermanence. And the energy and penance. Things can be seized any time. Okay? And then next one. And then, water bubble, that's then, can be popped any time. So, first of all, that's there's tempted into the natural impermanence, like that, it can be stopped. Minimum raw water level, like dream, look at them like dream. So again, that means, you see, a dream, whatever we see in the dream, say, things they do not exist. Even they appear real, but not true, you see. So you discover this when you even you didn't realize in the dream, but you realize when you wake up is not true. So see, so with the cause of cognitive phenomena, so that one's against them. You see, all these things are actually all these things are being true. Something so these are. So all things are dream. So not true. They're empty. So like dream. So this is also very good meditation. In break time, you see one busy life. How do we maintain this? That one's practice mindfulness. As much as possible, you see. All this what you're doing, all these things what happening around, all this like dream. You see. truly existent. Everything is truly existent. You see, something real, you see. Exists. So, a dream is related to that. So, some exactly things in dream, you see, they also appear real, but not true. The whole thing. So, constantly looking. You put the dream in the daytime life. You know. So you can think this is a continuation of last night dream, you know. Like that. So again the same thing. The effect is that you don't cling the true, and then the negative much to all the rest do not lie. So you don't see. So same. Then the result, liberation, they say, also say, enlightenment. But this is the deeper wisdom. To benefit others. So said. So this is another great meditation. Looks like a dream. Very effective, very powerful. Then every moment you have peace in your mind, calmness, see, then you're able to help others when your mind is calm, see, when you have peace, then you're able to communicate better to others, or, benefit to others, you know. And then there is the next one, lightning. So that's again both sorts of phenomena, like lightning. So that's again meditation impermanence, looking at the nature impermanence, you know, that can stop in the time, you think, see, can change. So like clouds, the last one. So this is the last one. So while we're looking at clouds, they're changing, they change constantly, they not in the same shape, constantly changing. So well, that's one thing, do not last. So cultural phenomena are changing not only within our minute, and within second. Not only change second by second, but even within second they change, they don't last. Things don't last even within second. By the kind of cause conditions. So so there's nothing to cling. There's nothing to cling to. This beautiful flower on the body do not say changing, say decaying minute by minute, within second by second. So that decaying, yeah. So that helps to not say for renunciation, for liberation, for sometimes. And then the car, when you look at, next minute when you look at, the car is not there. So these cars are found by the, you know, so what you were, you know, body possession, all this sound to me, but so can be seized any time, you see. So can change, can exist any time. So they, that. So, so here, so. So it helps
result is a liberation by maintaining this renunciation, detachment. That means also anger and other things, you see. The living imprint in the mind, to realize entities and temporary perceptions. So, teaching cessation of the suffering. So, and the ultimate enlightenment. But, let's talk here. 나게 진행서 변경 어디 등단도 하고 나간 변경 제발해서 뭐 한다고 해야 돼 변경 거린 거 어려워
May the Bodhicitta be generated in the house of all, especially in the house of all
those who are called terrorists, or those who are old, those who have harmful thoughts to others, so without delay, the second, maybe the particular kept us in the heart. Chanjo semenjo rinmo che ma che va non de coce che va ne va ne va o ne lo con lo ne va lo that we have incredible humble opportunity every single time I understand that we have so far, and the virtue we collect, cause of happiness, cause of happiness, liberation or something, enlightenment, how many we collect now, that much benefit we can offer sentiments from others, obviously, this way, kindness for our spirit, so it's our lama, so actually. And then we can get rid of the Dharma of this time. So they have stabilized all the holy wishes been succeeded immediately.
deal the past, present, future, minutes, club, and tear our next club part. May I able to say may I and all sentient beings be able to meet only a perfectly qualified guru in all the lifetimes, and to do only to be able to see only enlightened being from each thing aside, for all society in all the lifetimes. And to do all the action most pleasing for the mind of the virtuous friend from each thing aside, for all society in all the lifetimes. And to do to fulfill the holy wishes immediately from each thing aside, for all society in all the lifetimes. May all the children to the teachers grant and may the clock bow by all the sentiments that Buddhists may define the fit with their statue, with their Buddha statue, be constructed when the excuse book, when the complete excuse book about this one, the medieval edition, and even more beneficial than the great degree of enlightenment of the Muslim, and cause to extract Buddhist names, hearts, and people of the departments, and the cost and practice that's met, especially through all the sentiments, and as well as through succeed all the postures, several standards and great postures, and as well as song and things of others, but believers and the various products of certain parts of the world, Tibetan many different parts of the world, and social services in different parts of the world, and every center in the Pacific, all the services, the most beneficial person in the Pacific. Cost to collect cost to since the living they generate in the Dhamma Sangha teachers and the faith and karma and the cost to exercise loving alchemist particularly in the most heart pure teaching to complete path to light within their hearts and all whatever projects each one has which have got upon or they will to succeed immediately. So, with all the rest, first-time material project, so all the funding, all the needs will be received after, that happens secondly. And then, so that to be able to illuminate this world, elevate the sentiment in this world. Did all the past present future made the clock until I made the clock to promise? Did all the past present future all the past present future made this clock to pretend I made the clock to promise? That which exists, but which are empty. May the I who exists but was empty. Achieve the enlightenment which exists but is empty. Lead all the sentient beings who exist but were empty. Lead all the sentient beings who exist but were empty. Achieve that Lama Tsongkhapa's enlightenment which exists but is empty. Paramahansa alone who exists but was empty.